Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Green City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a high near 39, mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 32. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Drier weather is expected in the area today following 2 days of heavy rainfall in association with a storm system that brought widespread severe weather to our south and will exit the region today. The drier weather may be short-lived, however, as the latest weather forecast indicates more chances for some rain late Monday night, Wednesday, and this coming Friday. Here at the studios of WFIW, we measured 1 in 4,700 of an inch of rain on Saturday and 2 in 2,300 of an inch on Friday for a storm total of 3.7 inches. Widespread rainfall amounts of 3 and 4 inches were reported around the region through Saturday night. The rain has caused area rivers to rise above flood stage, and some are expected to remain above flood stage for the next several days. Here's the latest river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash River east of Fairfield is at 24.41 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the river's at 21.95 feet with a crest of 23.6 feet expected on Tuesday. Flood stage at Clay City is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river was at 29.49 feet this morning. Flood stage is 27 feet with a crest of 34.9 feet expected this Saturday, January 18th. A flood warning is in effect for the Little Wabash at Carmi until further notice. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 18.05 feet above the 15-foot flood stage. A crest of 20 feet is expected this evening, with the river falling below flood stage by Monday evening. A flood warning is in effect through Monday night. The Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 20 feet this morning above the 19-foot flood stage. A crest of 27.4 feet is predicted for next Sunday, January 19th. More news after this break.
TOC Direct Media and Old National Bank's annual Farm Profit Preview will be on Thursday, January 23rd from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Highland Woods in Vincennes. This year, you'll have the opportunity to earn continuing education credits for your private and commercial applicator's license. Good Samaritan Hospital will offer free health screenings and blood work, and you will also have the chance to meet with vendors such as
Vince's Historic Farmers Market, Stein Seed, Hilliana Irrigation, South Knox FFA, Vincent's Truck Supply, and Hometown Hearing.
A free breakfast will begin at 8 a.m. and a donation-based lunch will begin at 11 a.m. TOC Direct Media will also be giving away a trip to Gatlinburg. For a schedule of events and for more information on how to become a vendor, please visit originalcompany.com.
Kevin Leonard of the Fairfield Water Department has announced that the boil order that was in effect for Southeast 7th Street from East Delaware to East Douglas has been lifted. Residents need no longer boil water to be used for human consumption. Water samples taken have passed inspection. In other news, a Brownstown man was killed and two others hurt in a crash up in Fayette County Saturday evening. Illinois State Police say a vehicle driven by 28-year-old Craig Fraley of Brownstown, Illinois, was eastbound on U.S. Route 40 just west of Bluff City when it left the roadway, slid sideways down an embankment, and overturned several times. Fraley and two passengers, 23-year-old Brittany Hall of Ramsey, Illinois, and 32-year-old Ryan Ward of Brownstown, were all taken to Fayette County Hospital following the accident. Fraley was pronounced dead at the hospital. Illinois State Police are continuing their investigation. A Henry County farmer continues to be a leader in no-till methods. Marion Calmer is owner and operator of Calmer Cornheads and Calmer's Ag Research Center in Lynn Center. And he says his research is independently funded.
Whether they like it or they don't like it, I'm going to tell them exactly the truth of what I saw at my farm, because I'm not biased in any way. They appreciate that honesty. A lot of guys are encountering the same obstacles as we move into newer genetics, higher yields, all of those kind of things. And so these guys are kind of on the leading edge of agriculture. But the other great thing is a lot of them are very environmentally conscious, and we want to reduce our footprint as we go through our life, and then we want to hand that on to the next generation so that those people can farm reduce erosion and reduce the contamination to the water. I mean, our farm, that's our office, and we're pretty proud of that. So we don't want to see the soil wash away, and we don't want to see any nutrients go into the water, and that we're pretty conscious of those things.
His research work eventually led to the invention of the world's first single-chain, narrow-row corn head for 12- and 15-inch rows, along with building the world's largest corn heads. Colmer is a speaker at the 28th Annual No-Tillage Conference in St. Louis this weekend. His topics are improving profitability and residue management. He has presented at the conference 26 out of 28 years. Applications for more licenses in the Illinois cannabis industry are now available. Kim Howard reports.
State Department of Agriculture Bureau Chief of Medicinal Plants Jeff Cox says the license apps are for marijuana transporters, infusers, and craft growers.
They're similar to the cultivation centers that we currently have in Illinois. However, they are smaller, and they're capped at a maximum of 14,000 square feet of flowering space. So they are similar to a craft brewery, for example. They're just not as big, and the idea being that it provides a lot more opportunity for people to get into the cannabis industry.
Those interested can submit an application between February 14th and March 16th. Visit agriculture.illinois.gov for all the details. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
An effort is moving forward to create a Mississippi River port for a 15-county area around the Quad Cities. Denise Boulat with the Bi-State Regional Commission is helping lead the charge.
We want to create a statistical area so that we can collect good data of all the waterborne commerce along the upper Mississippi River. We believe by doing that, we can raise the stature of the whole upper Mississippi River and help the Rock Island Corps of Engineers District Office gain some stature and possibly get future additional funding. What we want to show is how much commerce actually is moving in this 220-mile area. In Iowa and Illinois, in this part of Iowa and Illinois, we're so heavily agriculture, lots and lots of commodities are moving, plus a lot of bulk commodities like limestone and sand. And so we want to show really at the U.S. level how much commodities we actually do move in this part of the Mississippi River.
So far, 10 counties have already adopted resolutions supporting the port effort. Frontier Community College will be offering a 2-night food sanitation and safety class for anyone in need of state certification for food handling. Positions requiring the certification may include jobs in a school cafeteria, restaurant, hospital, or catering service. The food sanitation and safety course will meet from 6 to 10 p.m., on Tuesday, January 14th and 21st, the class will be held in room 25 of Mason Hall on FCC's campus, and Carrie Dagg will be the instructor. Those looking to register can call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. The cost of the class will be paid at the time of registration, and a tuition discount is available for senior citizens. The required textbook can be purchased from the FCC bookstore located inside the Bobcat Den. And the Fairfield Coin Club will be meeting today at Bob Boyle's Hall on the campus of Frontier Community College. Doors open at 10 a.m., and the meeting will begin at 1:30 this afternoon. Everyone is welcome. For more information, you can go to the club's Facebook page. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
You're young and you think you're pregnant and you've never felt more alone. You might not know it, but the Compassion Pregnancy Center on Fairfield's West Side is ready to help you. The Compassion Pregnancy Center offers pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, prenatal information, parenting classes, and counseling, all free of charge. call the center at 842-2525, or you can go to their website and chat 24/7. The Compassion Pregnancy Center thinks you're important, and they're here to help you.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 97-year-old Sisney resident Evelyn M. Weaver died Friday at Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. She was a housewife. Evelyn Weaver survived by daughters Juanice Jackson of Wayne City and Kathy Shepherd of Sisney, sons Carl Weaver of Sandoval, Danny Weaver of Sisney, and Vernon Weaver of Wayne City, a sister Dorothy Hicks of Sisney, 19 grandchildren and 50 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Evelyn Weaver will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Brown Prairie General Baptist Church near Johnsonville. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Monday at the church. Burial will be in Round Prairie Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Round Prairie Church or the Round Prairie Cemetery and will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you've missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website located at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
Here's your sports update for today. College basketball yesterday, it was Illinois over Rutgers 54-51. Indiana beat Ohio State 66-54. Wisconsin over Penn State 58-49. Northwestern over Nebraska 62-57. Louisville over Notre Dame 67-64. Kentucky over Alabama 76-67. Dayton over UMass 88-60, Villanova over Georgetown 80-66, West Virginia over Texas Tech 66-54, Syracuse over Virginia 63-55, Missouri beat Florida 91-75, Tennessee edged South Carolina 56-55, and number one Gonzaga over Loyola Marymount 87-62. NFL playoffs, the NFC divisional playoffs, San Francisco over Minnesota 27-10. In the AFC divisional playoffs, it was Tennessee over Baltimore 28-12. In the NBA, Chicago beat Detroit 108-99. National Hockey League, the St. Louis Blues over the New York Rangers 5-2, and the Chicago Blackhawks over Anaheim 4-2. On the sports schedule for today, more NFL playoff games today. It'll be the Texans at the Chiefs today, and the Seahawks play at the Packers. That's your sports update. And taking a look at the Fairfield area weather, mostly cloudy today, a high near 39, mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 32, partly sunny on Monday, a high near 50. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a high near 57. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers, a high in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny Thursday, with a high around 42. And looking ahead to Friday, cloudy with showers expected. Friday's high near 53. Present Fairfield temperature is at the low for today. It's 31.